guys. They don't know anything about them.
That's right.
And you've got a lot of teams in the conference with a lot coming back. So you know, better to be pick six and surprise people than something other than that.
Well, I'm glad they picked them that way because now the Rebels can be upset and go out and play hard and try to knock off some people.
No doubt about it. But conference play is a long way away.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a long non-conference schedule to get to, beginning with the exhibition game tomorrow at the Thomas & Mack against Alaska Fairbanks at 7 o'clock. Your chance to get your first look at this Runner Rebel team, a team that has had a little bit of injury trouble during the preseason. Brandon McCoy is as Coach said, a game-time decision. We'll get some more information from Coach when he gets here. But everybody obviously looking forward to seeing Brandon McCoy. Who are you looking forward to? And we're going to go through the roster, but of the guys, some of the newer guys or some of the returners, who are you looking most forward to seeing from this Runner Rebel team on the floor?
Well, the thing that I want to see this year is how does Chris Clyburn come back from last year? Same thing with Javon Mooring. You know, these are two guys who went through the experience, and now that they have a bunch of new bodies around them, how will they gel with that new group?
No doubt. And I'm excited to see both those guys, especially JoJo, in a different role.
Right.
JoJo not having to play the point. Not having to run the offense.
Right.
You know, being able to play off the ball, being able to get himself open for shots, running plays for him without the ball. And we all know he can score.
Right.
And maybe now – with another year under his belt at the D1 level, a chance to broaden that arsenal and to really get after it in the Mountain West Conference.
Well, and the other thing is I think he'll be a lot more comfortable this year because he'll be in his proper place.
In terms of some of the newcomers, who are you most excited about? I know the couple of guys that I think are most important, but who are you most excited about?
Well, the point guard, Jordy. I really want to see how he handles the season and how he progresses, you know, because once you sit out for a year, and confidence wise, sometimes it takes you a little while to get going and really get mentally back into the game the way you were. And also, you know, I want to see the big fella McCoy and see how he handles college life.
No doubt, it's one thing to say, okay, you know, member of the world team and all the success he had and all the accolades he had coming to high school, but adjusting to college life, adjusting to the schedule, adjusting to be away from home, and then adjusting to playing basketball at Division I level.
Right.
I mean, this is a guy in high school. Unfortunately, he didn't have a great team in high school and was triple, I understand, sometimes quadruple teamed on the floor. He won't have that issue here at UNLV, but certainly everybody knows who he is.
No doubt. I mean, he'll have a target on his back because of the things that he's done, and people know him and just the accolades that he comes in with. So people will really be shooting towards, you know, trying to get at him because of the things that he's done.
Now, you mentioned Jordy Johnson, and it is a luxury for for a team to have a true point guard.
It is.
And a true point guard who has proven himself at the Division I level, as Jordy has. Jordy, in his junior season, when he was at Wisconsin-Milwaukee, playing for Rob Jeter, one of the Rebel assistants, averaged almost eight and a half assists a game, one of the leaders in the country, and got a chance to sit and kind of go through, quote-unquote, the experience last year, and now has a chance to make an impact on the floor. And Robert, you and I have seen how much different and how much better a Runner Rebel basketball team is when it has a true point guard, especially a veteran point guard.
Well, when you have a guy like Jordy, guys know they're going to get the ball when they're in the proper places, going to get the ball in their comfort zones, and you know it just makes a difference. We'll have to ask Coach how much easier it is for him. You know,
yeah, when he gets here. wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
No, nothing.
Oh, the other coach.
It's Casper.
Yeah. We need.
You know what? I will. I'm not even going to say anything except I left my office. Did you tell him what time I left?
I did. I didn't tell him what time. I told him it took a half hour.
Did you tell the public?
I told the public that it took a half hour to get from the Thomas & Mack to the Strip.
I thought I had this town figured out.
No,
I guess I don't.
No,
it literally was 34 minutes from my parking lot. Hey, what's up, man? From my parking lot to the strip. And then it just opened up. I think there was an event T-Mobile.
We're going to get him a helicopter.
Right. Well, that's the thing now.
I have one at my last job.
Hey, you have to deal with the MGM traffic. You got to deal with T-Mobile traffic, strip traffic, just to get here. So, you know.
And then there's my fans.
All the fans,
say. Right, won't let me get to my car.
Absolutely.
Like one autograph after another after another. Yeah. Jeez.
You need to have those pre-signed photos. I can't just hand them out as you run by.
Stamp them. Get the stamp.
Next time.
We are here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans, and this is the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, now with Marvin Menzies. Excited, Coach. We'll get back into the flow here. Robert and I were talking just a little bit. But we looked at last year, and Robert has deemed it the experience.
Right.
We talked about it quite a bit during the season about the challenges that were faced. And I know you expressed a great deal of appreciation for those kids who were part of what was a difficult season.
Right. And, every time I reference last year, the kids come to mind, the players that said yes when they had choices, mm-hmm. Uche had a choice. Chris Jones had a choice. There were guys that had options,
right?
And they said yes. So I'm very grateful to those young men. Now, did we have the season we wanted? No. Did we have the season we expected? Well, it depends on who you talk to,
right.
But I still talk to those guys, Terrell, he's playing overseas, and we just exchanged texts on WhatsApp because he just had a birthday recently, and Chris Jones reached out on my birthday, and Jalen Poyser and I still communicate, on WhatsApp. He's over at St. Bonaventure.
He's at St. Bonaventure, yeah.
Yeah, so, once you say yes to me as a player, you're saying yes to me, for life,
yep.
I'd like to think. And those guys we had three seniors. They're all playing overseas. They've all had an opportunity to extend their careers a little bit. A little prodding by myself with some of the agents, but we got it done. So it's a good thing. The first thing that comes to my mind is all those young men that had to suffer through a lot of losses, but still I think had a great experience and had an opportunity to wear the scarlet and gray.
And the way I think the most rational way to approach this year, mm-hmm. is to look at it as your first year. That last year, because of all the challenges, and we don't have to go back and outline them.
Rehab.
This year is really the first year you've had a chance to do your recruiting, to put a game, put your plans in place,
right.
And to get things in order. And maybe it's, 1.1. Mm-hmm. But I really am going to view this as the first year of the Marvin Menzies era, Robert. Right.
Well, I hope Desiree. Ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Robert. I was going to say, I hope Desiree is listening.
Yeah. new UNLV director of athletics, Desiree Reed Francois, of course. Right.
Well, that's why I call it the experience, because all the kids that came here, mm-hmm. like you said, Coach, you come here, they made the commitment to come here,
mm-hmm.
going through. The college experience that they did, I don't look at it as something that was tough for them, because that's a part of life that they had a chance to go through, man. They had a chance to see the bottom and still make it through, mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And that's why I call it the experience, because that's something they'll probably never forget in life. They've gone through it. They fought it. And even at the end, I look at the last game, and I said that to me, that was the true Rebels last year. The way they played, they came out and gave their hearts,
a lot of heart,
and that's why I call it the experience.
And I think it's, but I think it's valid to say, okay, that was the coach gets a mulligan, his staff gets a mulligan. It's
not
time. This
not
this
golf,
year
though.
Is no,
not even close.
This year is the year that things really get started. And this is the year when you start looking at the way things are done. And thus far, I know you and I have been impressed with what we've seen, Coach. Yeah. I was at practice the other day, and I was watching the guys run those suicides, and I'm thinking to myself, well, I don't know if they're going to be able to get the ball to the basket, but they are going to be in terrific shape, and they're not going to have a problem finishing games.
No, we got some guys that are. Athletic, quick, long, I've invited a couple of them tonight to come down and, you know, being the first show, I thought it'd be good to put some of these characters that these that these fans are going to have a chance to support and enjoy in front of you guys early in the radio show this year. But, you know, it's funny now. You know how normally you run suicides. What was the time they put on the clock for you guys?
Coach, that's been so long. I can't remember the time.
30 seconds. You remember 30 seconds being the time?
Yeah, I remember about it.
Okay. We and I think that's pretty typical.
Yeah.
Usually,
that's about
sometimes you let the bigs go another second or two. Mm-hmm. But so we're running our suicides at 26.
Okay.
And wow. And they don't always make it. So I give them an extra second and let them run the next one. I give them I add a second because if they didn't make the first one, they ain't going to make the second one.
The legs start getting
rubbery. So I'll add a second, but eventually they gotta get it done
right
before we move on to the next thing. So, but I've never had a team where I could run suicides at 26 for the guards and 28 for the bigs.
Right.
And this is the first year I've ever done that.
Well, it's a and just so everybody understands what a suicide is, guy stands at the end line, runs the foul line and back, runs to the center court and back, runs the other foul line and back, and then runs all the way the length of the court and back in under 30 seconds.
Right.
Yeah. Under 26 for the guards.
Ooh. Wow.
So it's serious. I mean, it's when you have talent, you got to hold them accountable. You know, with rank comes responsibility, and we've got some guys that were heavily ranked. So, okay.
Well, is that one of the biggest changes this year, is that you have the ability to hold some guys accountable?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, it's one thing to hold someone accountable who just might not have the God-given gifts,
right,
for lack of a better cliche, to execute the task. But when you know they have it,
right,
and they've shown you they have it, mm-hmm, okay, well, now be careful.
That's right.
Live up to expectations.
That's it. And then don't come in and make it at, you know, this day and
right,
think that you're not going to be able to make it the next day. That's
right.
Not happening either.
We are going to take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to sit down and talk to Coach about his impressions and understandings and his expectations for this season. We'll get into the roster a little bit, talk about some of these players. Later on, we'll visit with a couple of our the Runner Rebels, one who's returning, one who's new, and get you through what should be an entertaining show here at Bailiwick, where we just kick back, relax, and enjoy it and talk Runner Rebel basketball. Fans, remember that this radio broadcast is being streamed live on the all-new UNLV Game Day app. Stay up to date with your Runner Rebel stats, game schedules, and score notifications. Take UNLV Athletics with you wherever you go. Search UNLV Game Day in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. You are listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show on the Runner Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
On behalf of UNLV Sports Properties, we'd like to extend our deepest sympathies to those affected by the 1 October attack. Please join us in supporting the victims by going to GoFundMe.com and donating to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. We are Vegas Strong.
That's John Barr. Last week I saw him split a coconut with his forehead and a can of spray cheese just to sell somebody a car.
Still recovering, but it was worth it, though.
Oh, he heard you!
And his hearing is remarkable. Is there anything that man can't do?
Actually, I can't use chopsticks. But besides that, I'll do anything to sell you a car.
At Finley Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV football, wants to know, what kind of football fan are you? A hardcore fan, a shout at the ref for that call fan, or a tailgate all day long with your friends fan? No matter what kind of fan you are, we're all fans of safety. You can score a free tire health inspection at your neighborhood Discount Tire, because safety is our goal. Discount Tire, America's neighborhood tire store.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back, because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
Football is back,
so you know what that means. It's the time to gather back at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the Road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
We're all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricanes Irma and Harvey. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of the hurricanes and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way has created the Harvey and Irma Recovery Funds to support local communities in the Southeast United States, Caribbean, Texas, Louisiana, and surrounding areas. To find out how you can help those impacted by these natural disasters, visit UnitedWay.org. UnitedWay.org.
Turn the world's most refreshing beer into courtside cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC 21+ only. See terms in-app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you at roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
At Finley Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Finley Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
We are back here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel. You can see, I want to sing.
Out here.
Out here in the sea. Anyway, John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies getting you ready for Runner Rebel basketball. Rebels open with an exhibition game against Alaska Fairbanks tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Thomas & Mack. Hope you're making your plans to come down and join us. And then a week from Saturday, it gets going for real against Florida A&M. 7 o'clock start a week from Saturday on the 11th of November. Coach, as we were mentioning, you know, Robert and I kind of looking at this as year one of the Marvin Menzies era. What did you – season ended last year.
Yep.
End of Mount West Conference tournament. You've had 5 months since then approximately to do a bunch of work, a bunch of recruiting, and a bunch of coaching and putting things in place you weren't able to put into place last year. Talk about your summer a little bit.
Well, the great thing that – one of the great advantages we're able to get all the guys here. I think Anthony Smith had to finish up one course, I believe, in the summer. But we, for the most part, we had all the guys here all summer long. And that was the biggest thing, because when we hit August 28th or whatever that first day of school was, we already had a little bit of a rhythm going. Guys had a chance to start their acclimation to college, both academically and athletically, because of the things that we can do with them. We had and this could be something we could discuss at a later time, the program, the Navy SEAL deal. That could take up a little time, because that was actually, that was valuable.
I saw the pictures and that looked amazing.
That was big time. Yeah. I'm 36 years coaching now, and I've never done anything like it. I'd heard about it, and I thought it was kind of, yeah, no, chintzy. It wasn't
kind of hokey.
Kind of hokey is the word. Yeah, but it was, man, it was anything but. I mean, we had a Green Beret and a Navy SEAL, and I was like, what have I been thinking? These are the best in the world. Like, why wouldn't you learn from these guys?
Exactly.
You know? So I'm going to do that every year going forward. So we had that opportunity to do that earlier and after school started. But to answer your question, John, I'd just say the summer, man. The summer was fantastic having all these guys here and getting the bonding started, the chemistry and the synergy, and they're all good character kids with a lot of standards that were put into place for them to grow the culture right away.
And you mentioned grow the chemistry and build that team feeling. And when you have eight new guys,
right,
it's a big deal. And
right.
And how has that gone? I know you've had a scrimmage. You can't talk about it specifically, but have you seen? Are you happy with the progress in that area? This team coming together?
Yeah, I like the. They're all great kids. What I keep telling them is they got to hold each other accountable more. They rely on us to hold them accountable,
right,
which obviously is a part of my job description. But I think championship teams hold each other accountable.
Yep,
and that's where we've got to move the needle in that area. Now, the fact that they like each other, they get along, they're good people, I think you could – that's the natural, logical next step is like, okay, I'm not just your guy. I'm going to also help you be a better guy.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as them doing their jobs and – they have little brain farts from time to time, but they're not – can you say fart on the radio?
Evidently you can.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Did they blank that out?
No, we're good.
Okay.
You can say it twice, apparently.
All right, well, Bart Simpson can say it. I've heard it on regular TV, so I'm going to try to slip it in there when they weren't looking. No pun intended.
So, you would say slip it out, but that's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, slip it out.
And one of the things I've noticed, you talk about accountability, and this is a little – behind the curtain for folks.
Mm-hmm.
You have an unbelievable staff. We talked about it last year that your staff was your best recruiting job last year.
100%.
And I think it might be your best recruiting job regardless of who shows up here at UNLV over your tenure.
I would agree.
But each coach has its personality. I think last year, tell me if I'm right on this one, the coaches kind of had to suppress a little bit of their personalities just because of the situation. And as we talked about before the break, you can't hold kids to a standard if they just don't have the ability to perform at that level or
right.
What have you.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I've seen a little bit different approach from some of the assistants this year.
That's actually a very interesting observation because I had to manage expectations. I had to manage, any person in my position where you have employees or people who work underneath you, so to speak. They're coworkers, but they're, by title, whatever. You have to be concerned with their welfare, their mental health, their family situations,
right,
their income, their career paths. I mean, there's just a lot that I feel I'm responsible for. And so when you have some guys that move across the country, like Rob and his family, and so did Andre, for
yep,
that matter, because he was at Providence. And they move into a new situation. You want to make sure they're good, but at the same time, you're trying to run the team and get the best product on the floor and all those types of things. So it was a great learning experience for me because typically I don't have that much turnover. So there were several things that I learned with that. But I knew I hired the right people, the old
saying? There's no question.
Yeah, the old saying about get the right people on the bus, and
yep,
then you got to put them in the right seats.
Right.
I think now they're finding their seats on the bus. We had the right guys, but now they're figuring out their roles
yep,
are a little bit different now, and they know how I manage. They understand, that I'm a very, very positive person, that I'm going to be optimistic, and I'm going to stay positive, and we're just going to push through, man, and get to the next possession.
With a lot of new faces, player-wise, do you find it a challenge, especially coming into Vegas? And you know how Vegas is; it can wow a lot of young guys.
Wow a lot of old guys,
right? But do you find that a challenge with some of the newer guys, trying to keep them in place as far as being out?
There's been occasions, but again, it goes back to standards,
right,
and goals. So, if these are your goals, then these are the standards you need to adhere to.
Uh-huh.
So
that's
the partying and the things like that. I think you recruit character first.
Right.
And those things are minimized.
Yep.
I think if in Vegas you can't recruit just the best talent you can get to Vegas. Because Vegas is going to win a couple rounds of that fight.
That's yep, right.
You're going to bring a good kid here that might have a little too much youthfulness or a little bit, not enough worldly experience.
Yep.
And they get out here and then all of a sudden they get overwhelmed with all the temptations and so forth. So that's why you got to recruit good people.
That's right.
You got to recruit good young men that are in the process of becoming men. But if they come from good stock, you've heard me say, as my mom always says, now you have a better chance of them having a successful, you know, journey here, because now they have a conscience, they have ethics, they have morals, and then all of a sudden they're in a, you know, in a situation that they go, oh, wait a minute, what do I do?
Gotta make a choice,
You know, there's this guy smoking over here, or this guy's doing that.
Right.
Then they rely back on what they got before I started coaching them, which is what their family and their parents taught them and so forth.
We're talking about the assistants, their roles, and feeling more comfortable and being able to do more. He's my neighbor, and I now have more reason to be nice to Coach Jeter. You do not want to be on his bad side. I've watched him in practice, and he was fun, and he still is.
Right.
But if someone steps, you know.
Oh, he'll check him.
He'll check him.
He'll crack the whip.
You know what? So will Eric.
Yep.
And so will Andre as well. Uh-huh. I mean, all three of those guys have moments. But see, you know what's great about them? They know that I run the show. So they let me do me. But they'd feed off me really well. So let's say I'm the positive, Mr. Positive guy today, you know, but they're getting a little squirrely. One of them will jump them, and I don't have to say anything, you know. So it's good. We've got great chemistry amongst the players, but we also have great, I think, better chemistry amongst the staff.
And you know what? And that's something that I don't think anyone talks about, and certainly doesn't talk about enough, that when you have a new staff, and it, you know, last year, new team, new coach, head coach, all of that, all the challenges, but an entirely new staff, guys who've never worked together before, two guys, you know, Eric and Rob didn't know the other guys coming in very well or at all.
Right.
And it takes a year to get, you know, I mean,
sometimes
all of that
longer.
Stuff. Yeah.
It's funny how, you know, when you look at that. And Rob, I don't know the guys that you play for it as far as all the assistant coaches and stuff.
Right.
But let me ask you, did they, as a player looking up to your leadership, what kind of synergy was there with the assistant coaches and stuff?
Well, I mean, that's the one thing from day one. They let us know, you know, Tark had his group. You had the philosopher, you had the bad guy,
right?
You know, you had the offensive guy, you had the defensive guy. So we knew right away
who was who.
I mean, it may have taken us a little time to really see what they were like, but we knew from the beginning,
almost in the recruitment process,
right?
That's interesting. Yeah, I think that's an advantage for me to sell. You know, when you talk, because I mean, I can look say, okay, the guy right next to me is a strong, you know, Christian with a great family.
Right.
The next guy's, you know, same thing, and you go ethically down all three offices.
Right.
We've got family oriented men with strong families.
Right.
So I talk about that. But I don't get into the specifics as much.
Right.
And I think there's some advantage to that, to let the young man know and his family that, hey, we got a guy that covers this area. So that's good to know.
Yeah, and that's where Tark was good. You know, he had his guys for different things.
Right.
Yeah.
And
mom, that's the guy who's gonna stick his foot
in
case something goes out of bounds. What are you excited about most about this team? What concerns you the most at this on this day? As we head in the exhibition game.
Right.
What excites me the most is the human beings that we've brought into our program are freaking phenomenal people.
That's great.
I'm telling you, you know, the old John Wooded adage about you need – was a character, you win championships. I don't know the saying exactly, but he talked about character, right?
Right.
Well, I think we have that. So I think there's a chance right there to be special.
Right.
Now we got to find out if their gifts are good enough right now with the early development, all the young guys and so forth. What the challenges I think we have or what frightens me is, not a lot. Here goes one thing. Will we develop fast enough
in time
this year to have a really special season?
Right.
You know, I think we're pretty good at development overall and how we approach it specifically and technically and philosophically. But But will it happen expeditiously enough to have a special season this season?
Right.
That I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you see some of your guys with that urgency right now?
I think there's a core group of about five guys that I got to kick them out of the gym sometimes.
Okay.
I mean, they're living in there. We literally had Shakur, who's going to be here in a few minutes, pending traffic. He's one of those guys. Like, he was sleeping in the locker room.
Oh, gosh.
Like when he first got here, he would stay in the gym so late. And then he'd look up and he'd go, okay, it's time to leave. And it's like, well, I got class in 4 hours. I might as well.
But that's a good thing.
No, he'd go downstairs in the locker room and just crash on the couch. And then go down, make it to class on time. And so I'm like going, all right, look, bro.
Love you,
like,
but
I know you want to play in the league. However, the Department of Health recommends at least 5 hours of sleep per night.
Well, we are going to get into some of these special personalities and talk about some of the specific kids when we come back. Fans, remember that after the game or any time, visit or click Findlay Toyota. Findlay Toyota, the largest Toyota dealer in Nevada. Ask for John Barr. He'll do anything to sell you a car. You are listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans on the Run and Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
ESPN's Neil Everett here. This college football season, Nissan's putting you in the driver's seat. Go to NissanHeismanHouse.com, build a customized Titan wrapped in your school's colors, then register for a chance to win it. Enter the Nissan Heisman House Sweepstakes. Take on today.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go Rebels!
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends 12-8-17. Open to residents of USDC 18 and older. Official rules at NissanUSA.com/Heisman House Sweepstakes. Sponsored by Nissan North America.
On behalf of UNLV Sports Properties, we'd like to extend our deepest sympathies to those affected by the 1 October attack. Please join us in supporting the victims by going to GoFundMe.com and donating to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. We are Vegas Strong.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you at roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels at home and on the road.
Director's Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Director's Cup.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV football, wants to know, what kind of football fan are you? A hardcore fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? Or a tailgate all day long with your friends fan? No matter what kind of fan you are, we're all fans of safety. You can score a free tire health inspection at your neighborhood Discount Tire, because safety is our goal. Discount Tire, America's neighborhood tire store.
That's John Barr. Last week I saw him split a coconut with his forehead and a can of spray cheese just to sell somebody a car.
Still recovering, but it was worth it, though.
Oh, he heard you!
And his hearing is remarkable. Is there anything that man can't do?
Actually, I can't use chopsticks. But besides that, I'll do anything to sell you a car.
At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Football is back, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather back at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the Road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food, voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised, on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
On behalf of UNLV Sports Properties, we'd like to extend our deepest sympathies to those affected by the 1 October attack. Please join us in supporting the victims by going to GoFundMe.com and donating to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. We are Vegas Strong.
We are back at Bailiwick talking about the wings. They're really good, man. Among other things here.
I love the wings.
We hope to see all of you down here at the Orleans, inside the Orleans here at Bailiwick. At some point, we are going to be on Thursday nights almost every week. I think Thanksgiving week, we might switch to Tuesday. Actually, I know we will, but other than that, we'll be
you
here.
You better get on my calendar.
We'll be here on Thursday nights almost all season long, almost every week, talking Runner Rebel basketball. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and the head coach, Marvin Menzies, talking about the Runner Rebels here at Bailiwick. Rebels open with an exhibition game tomorrow night against Alaska Fairbanks, and then a week from Saturday against Florida A&M at the Thomas & Mack, both games starting at 7 o'clock. Coach, we're going to go through the roster, but kind of do it fairly quickly because we do want to talk to both Amari and Shakur, who are in town or who are here, and they'll join us.
They better be in town
the next break. But talking about the returners, and you got a trio of guys who played big roles last year, and you're looking for big things this year with Chris Clyburn, with Shekna Dembele, and with JoJo, with Jovan Bourne.
Right. Those are kind of they're the anchor. You know, they're guys that have stepped on the floor, wore the scarlet and gray already, understand the passion of the fans, understand the expectations of the city. And I think it's good that you have a few guys like that. Ben Coupe is also returning, didn't play a bulk of minutes, and we're contemplating redshirting Ben. I think I had told you guys that. I don't think I ever actually made that formal. So the beat writers might be a little upset with me. But
don't be upset.
They'll get over it. If they're not listening, they didn't hear it anyway. we're probably going to go that direction with Ben just so he can get some further development and so forth. And George A. is healing up, to reference a couple other guys that were with us. Did I miss anybody?
No, you got all five.
What you're looking at now is those three, the three musketeers who've seen the best of times, the worst of times, double overtime win against Air Force and then tough loss with a bad second half against San Diego State. Yep. So I think, like Robert, referenced, experience is a valuable teacher, and their experience was that teacher last year. So now you got to rely on those guys to give you a little bit of extra guidance, and that's that accountability piece and holding each other accountable.
Right.
That the guys have been getting banged over the head with by me.
Watching practice, I mean, obviously JoJo loving playing off the ball a little bit.
Right.
Being able to exploit his talents a little bit. Chris Clyburn looks much more comfortable on the floor, and we're looking for him to have a more consistent season. But if you're going to give out a most improved award for just – whatever they got done during the offseason, Shekna Dembele
got a lot stronger.
And just his low post moves.
Yeah.
I mean, really impressive.
He's really worked hard on his game. You know, he's one of those guys that gets in the gym and handles his business. But he also takes care of his work on the academic side. And he understands the importance of that for the long haul, for the life journey as well. So, we like the way that Shek has – developed in the amount of time that we had him, and we're really optimistic about his long-term prospects for us. I think Shek is one of those guys is that just because of who he is, much like Amari and Shakur, to be quite honest with you, and I'm not just saying that because they're sitting here, but much like those guys, he's got that it when it comes to the true love of the game.
Right.
And I think when you got guys like that, they got a chance to be special.
Absolutely. Well, getting into some of the newcomers, we'll start with the guys, the red shirts or the non-freshmen, if you will. And I think the most important guy for the Rebels this year, it was the missing piece last year. He experienced the experience, if you will, as a spectator, Jordy Johnson, who is going to be critical running the offense.
Well, Jordy is obviously somebody that we're relying heavy on. You don't lock up a scholarship for 2 years for somebody that's going to be a bit player.
Right.
You know, you want him to come in and lead the Rebels this year. Basically, put the ball in his hands, and you know we also have guys that are pushing him in practice and getting better and learning. And I'm going to play the best players. You know, and I think that Jordy was kind of recruited to be the best player that we had at the time. We picked up Amari late in the recruiting process after we got Shakur and Brandon, but we also have a really good, steady point guard in Noah, who's sitting out this year and kind of doing what Joey did. So we've got some guys now in practice that make it a good practice, make it a solid practice where you can get through some things without having too many bumps in the road. So, but Jordy's contribution is yet to be seen, but I feel comfortable giving them the ball for sure.
Shakur Justin comes in, obviously, as a tremendously heralded player, and we'll hear from him shortly as the National Junior College Player of the Year. But that jump from JUCO to D1, and we'll talk to him about it. We've seen it before. I mean, I go back all the way to Wendell White.
Right, yeah.
Who
my recruit.
Your recruit, and,
yep.
and who was basically invisible his junior year.
Right.
And then his senior year, just blossomed into one of the top players in the conference,
yep.
helping the Rebels then that Sweet 16 run.
Right.
You know, if this is going to be a special year, Shakur Justin can't have that invisible year. But sometimes it does take a bit of time for a JUCO player to step up.
It takes a little time. However, you know, he might have a couple invisible games. But you're right. He needs to be the Shakur that we recruited, you know, consistently. He does that now. You know, he wants to learn. He wants to get better. He wants to understand. And so I think anybody that's investing in their own development at that level is really got a chance as well. So, but we're relying on him to come in. I didn't recruit him to come and sit on the bench either. You know, guys from junior colleges got to go play.
That's right.
And so he'll get that opportunity. Now, what people don't know or may not know is that Chris Clyburn, even though he was from a junior college, was only a sophomore last year. So he still has 2 years to play as well, which is – you know, what's one
it's
thing
exciting.
That made it appealing for us.
Right.
It's really exciting. And because he's here, because I know we got to let you go here in a moment, talk a little bit about Amari Hardy.
You know, Amari is one of those guys that I think is now starting to experience, oh, man, this is a little different.
Right.
You know, he was a big-time player. Now, Amari probably averaged, I want to say, over 30 points in high school. I mean, he could get buckets in a lot of different ways. But now transitioning into another level where you have a little more athleticism that you're going against, a little more experience. You're playing against men on any given night. You're
right.
playing in altitude on any given night. You know, he hasn't had a chance to experience the games of it yet. But I think that the way he handles the learning, again, he's very mature for a freshman. So I think that's going to bode well for him in his progress. Mm-hmm. But he's another one that we're excited about his overall journey here. I think will also be one of those guys you look back on and go, man, that was a good player.
That's great. And last question before we take our break, a lot of talk about whether we'll see Brandon McCoy on the court tomorrow night. Any update on his situation? I know he had a little
Brandon,
bit of an ankle.
Brandon will be on the court.
You know,
he won't be playing.
He won't be playing, but he'll be watching. He'll be
no,
standing there.
He is probably going to be game day, but I feel like he's – you know, if it's coming down to game day, I probably won't play him. I just fly.
Exhibition game, exactly.
Yeah. So, but unless the trainer and Brandon, you know, tell me, you know, that
miracle.
It's, yeah, he's just really, really ready, coach. I mean, he might play a few minutes, but well, you know, we'll see.
Okay.
I don't anticipate him not being ready for next week for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. Exactly. Coach, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna talk to Shakur Justin. And then we'll talk to Amari Hardy. We appreciate you battling that traffic. And
it's what we do. That's why we make the big bucks, baby.
You got to get people to set picks for you in the traffic, man.
Hey, you know what? No, I needed a chauffeur, so
that's it.
I can make some calls on the way over.
There you go. We're putting out the request right now. Anybody wants to drive Coach Menzies from the Thomas & Mack over here every Thursday, we'll please get in touch and we'll let you know.
I'm excited to work with you guys again this year. You guys do a fantastic job.
Thank
and Ballywick's obviously is one of my favorite places in Vegas. So thanks again for having me out, and I'll let you guys turn it over to break and get at my guys a little bit.
We absolutely will. Folks, remember, we'll talk to Marvin Menzies tomorrow night during Runner Rebel warm-up. Fans, when you need to test drive a new car at Findlay Toyota, you will receive a pair of movie tickets. Limit one pair per household while supplies last. At Findlay Toyota, they'll do anything to sell you a car. You are listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans on the Runner Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
Gettle. G-O-E-T-T-L. It'll keep you cool, but it's hard to spell.
Extra Innings is Las Vegas' premier baseball and softball training facility. Extra Innings has everything to do with baseball and softball, complete with batting cages, pro instructors, equipment, and team uniforms. This year, youth bat regulations are changing, and every player will need a new bat for the spring season. Stop by and swing the 2018 USA baseball bats that are arriving daily. Let the staff help you find the perfect bat for your slugger. And don't miss Extra Innings' annual Black Sox Friday holiday sale for the lowest prices of the year on all lessons and equipment. Extra Innings on Montessori Street, just north of Warm Springs Road.
How would you like to lower your rate and payments, get rid of mortgage insurance, or get cash out? Find out about your best refinance options by tuning in to the Get Mortgage Fit radio show with Alex Michaels and Carrie Kasem, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7, where you'll learn everything you need to know about mortgage loans, today's rates, FHA, VA, and more. Call the Get Mortgage Fit show on Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 on NBC Sports 920 The Game at 800-827-RATE. That's 800-827-RATE. Or visit them online at newamericanfunding.com. NMLS 6606.
Walker's 24th home for the holiday is ready to begin. And this year, we're filling 35 homes with furniture for those in need in our community. If you know a family or individual in need, please write a letter explaining their situation and send it to me, Larry Altwitz, Walker Furniture, 301 South Martin Luther King Boulevard, 89106, or visit the Walker Furniture website to submit your letter. You can help us change someone's life and give a family hope for the future. Please send in your letters today.
On a normal day, the seats at Camping World Stadium in Orlando are filled with thousands of screaming fans. But on December 16th at the 2017 AutoNation Cure Bowl, those same seats can do a whole lot more. Join us at the 2017 AutoNation Cure Bowl to help fund breast cancer research. Can't make the game? Make a donation to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation at any AutoNation store and get an AutoNation pink plate for your car. Get your tickets at curebowl.com.
Here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, John Sandler, Robert Smith with you, joined by one of the new faces for the Runner Rebels in the 2017-2018 season, Shakur Justin, joining us up here at Bailiwick. And we were talking during the break what a nice place this is, Shakur, and how lucky we are to be able to come down here to Bailiwick. Shakur, want to welcome you to UNLV, want to welcome you to Las Vegas. I know you've been here a while. Talk about, if you will, tell us what was involved in your decision to come to the Runner Rebels and be part of Coach Menzies' family as he talks about it, because I know you had a lot of other options.
Well, during my junior college career, my freshman year, I didn't get no recruitment.
Right.
So sophomore year, things kind of broke out. I actually had a pretty decent year. So around the national tournament, I just kept getting calls and texts from different schools. Coach Eric Brown, which was the one that officially recruited me, he called me one day, and like I didn't pick up. I sent him a text like, "Coach, I appreciate if I'm trying to focus on the tournament." So he was the first person I said, and when he sent me back the text like, "Okay, I respect that. That's the type of things I like to hear. And go get it. Be focused." And I was just like, "Dang,
he gets it."
Yeah, he gets it. All the other coaches, they just still shooting it in and still pounding. I'm trying to focus on stuff I got to do tomorrow. Like, so when I finally when I finally saw him, it's like his energy was just great. And then you see this cool dude, Coach Menzie, just come out of nowhere like, hey, what's up?
He just called
doing?
Coach Menzie. He's a cool
Menzie's
dude.
Menzie's cool?
He's
I don't
cool
know.
He just come out of nowhere like, hey.
You just earned yourself one less suicide, I think.
Got to get him while you can.
Atta, baby. I like it.
Like, he just came out. He just like embraced me. Like first, he didn't even ask me about basketball. He just asked me about me, how I'm feeling, my family, my life, you know.
Right,
like,
right.
I respect that. Like I always say, it's a lot of schools and coaches that just care about you bouncing the ball and pinning in the hoop.
Right.
You actually get a coach to actually care about you. It's a great feeling, something special.
And it's genuine. You know that.
Yeah,
it's not, he's not fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, big question, and we were talking about with Coach a minute ago about the transition from JUCO, where you were the National Player of the Year.
Which is in the background, but
it's a big deal. Yeah. But you come here, and as you say, okay, that's gone now.
Yeah.
What is the biggest adjustment you think you're going to have to make to succeed at the D1 level?
It's just like the tempo and pace. Junior college is like, yeah, we run and gun, but this level they're consistent and they like they know how to run a gun at the right pace and right. be efficient and successful under control every time. During college, you may get a lot of turnovers here and there, but here you just got to learn how to, as we are the running rebels, you got to learn how to run and be under control at the same time. So I really much think that's probably my biggest thing.
And just
adjusting to like the plays and the system. But as soon as I get a grasp of it and fully locked down, I think I'd be successful.
Great.
Well, I remember coming out of junior college, the biggest thing was going into a stadium with all the people and just being focused, because sometimes you get caught up, you know, with the things that are around you, and you know you have to be consistent every night at this level, you know, to be known as a good player. So now you have to find that focus point.
I mean, my junior college, we hosted the tournament
right.
each year.
We went up with Arizona Western. So.
Yeah, so like the our arena was like somewhat like a Division
That's
I
right.
arena. So like,
That's right.
It seats like thousands of people. So you look up and like.
and you know what's crazy is that city goes bonkers for the
great
Nationals.
Oh, absolutely. Great.
I mean, everybody's there.
Not even Nationals. We had fans that like would drive 6 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And
knowledgeable
like a nice fan base to drive 6 hours to come watch us play.
Well, I guarantee you, if the Runner Rebels get things turned around and start putting it together
as you will,
you will see this town go crazy.
I'm waiting for it.
And they do it. Last question for you, Shakur. What are you most excited about, other than just getting the season going? What are you most excited about for this season for you?
Honestly, I'm just happy and blessed to be in the position I am right now. So I'm just excited that I'm actually here, like in Division I. I had a long process and storyline to how I got here, but I'm just like happy that I'm here. You know,
stay humble.
Like, I know you like saying other than basketball, like I'm just excited to watch the ball go up in that first game in the first minutes, first second shed from the clock. That's what I'm waiting for.
So are we. That's well said.
Great.
We are excited. We are blessed and excited to have you here. We're excited to see you on the court. We're excited to see you go get all those rebounds and be a leader on this team. And we can't wait to see it all get started tomorrow night.
Okay.
Appreciate you coming by. We're going to talk to the youngin' here in a minute. We're going to take a break.
Thank you.
That's Shakur Justin. Fans, remember that NV Energy continues its support of the annual Governor's Series competition between the Rebels and the Wolfpack because they believe in the power of sportsmanship and because they're fans, too. You are listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebels Runner Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
At Finley Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Finley Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you at roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels at home and on the road.
Football is back, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather back at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the Road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
At Finley Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Finley Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Back here at Bailiwick, inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, John Sandler, Robert Smith with you, bringing another new face and another new voice, if you will. Here with us on the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, one of the outstanding young players on this Rebel team, freshman Amari Hardy. Amari, welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Real quickly, because we don't have much time. Shakur talked way too much. you came in as part of a terrific recruiting class that came in late. You had committed to another school. You decided to come to UNLV. What was behind that decision?
It's crazy because Amari probably don't even know this. I was playing in an All-Star game. And after the All-Star game was over, somebody asked me, like, would you want to go to UNLV? And I thought about, like, I did want to go to UNLV like early in my career, but they had never came after me. So I was like, yeah, put the call in.
Right.
So the next couple of days, they approached me. Coach Menzies and Coach Rob Jeter had called me. And from there, I'm here.
That's fantastic. We're excited. Yeah. What are you most excited about for this season?
I'm most excited about first is playing college basketball. Being there was one of always my dreams. And then – being a runner rebel, being our mission to turn these things around. So, just being positive, going out, doing the great thing.
Well, it all gets started tomorrow night with the exhibition game.
Seconds.
I know you're excited. We are excited. We appreciate you coming here. Go grab your food and appreciate you coming down. I know we'll get a chance to visit with you more during the season.
No problem.
And
thank
we'll
you.
Look forward to it. This is the first one, the Marvin Menzies Radio Show. We're done for tonight. We'll be back here next week on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Coach Menzies, Robert Smith, and I will all be here tomorrow night. It's the Runner Rebels against Alaska Fairbanks. And then the following weekend on Saturday, the season gets started on Saturday. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from the Thomas and Mack. Thank you, everybody.
You've been listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, brought to you by Fenley Toyota, MGM Resorts International, NV Energy, and by Fenley Chevrolet. The preceding has been a Learfield press.
Okay, we'll kick off.
KBAD Las Vegas.
Welcome to the game.
Sports 920, the game.